You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Jen.
This is Either Side Eaters.
We're buddies who talk about food, whether it's across the table or across the Atlantic Ocean.
We'll also chat with YouTube star Chetna McCann of Food with Chetna.
This is going to be one nutty episode, Katie.
Yeah, I think it will be. Let's just start with the basics here. Jen, are you a crunchy or a smooth gal?
Oh, it depends.
Okay. Tell me more.
Sometimes I want, like, when I want a little spoon snack of peanut butter, I tend to go for the smooth. But if I'm doing a sandwich like your peanut butter pickle sandwich, mm-hmm. that I now eat ever since you introduced me.
So good.
I tend to go for crunchy.
Ah, and why crunchy in that case?
Just lots of textures.
Yeah.
Goes well with the pickle, the acidity, just like another fun thing.
Totally feel you. I tend to be more of a crunchy gal, like generally speaking.
Oh, like yoga retreats and...
Oh my God. Let's hear from one of our fantastic audience members who has a question along these lines.
Hi, Jen and Katie. This is Jandra. So I have a quick question about peanut butter. We go through a lot of peanut butter in our house. And sometimes the ones that I buy from the grocery store will separate and some won't. Some will say no stir. What's the difference between all of that? And is one better than the other?
Jandra, thank you for that question. Hi, hello. Nut butter separating. Yeah, I think about that a lot.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, no, that's totally right. In fact, like one of the things that makes peanuts so good and so suitable to become peanut butter is that the peanut fats, the fats inside a peanut, are mostly liquid at room temperature. So it is the melting point of peanut oil is well below room temperature, and it makes it great to become a butter. It is the natural peanut oil that is that liquid stuff on top. And so actually, like Jen, have you ever heard of people like throwing down the drain, the oil on top of a jar of peanut butter?
Yes. And now all I can hear is my mother screaming, don't do that. Don't.
Well, mama's right. I mean, mama is right. If you do that, like, you really should mix it in because that's what keeps it creamy. And if you throw it down the drain, then you just end up having basically like concrete. I won't even call it butter. It's just like concrete nut. At the bottom of the jar.
Don't get your concrete nuts down the drain.
Don't.
Folks.
Just don't, folks. Some peanut butters or other nut butters, you'll see that separation, right? And as we've just established, that is totally normal. Other nut butters you see, though, they are not separated, right? And do you have any guesses about why that might be the case?
Preservatives?
Yeah, exactly. It just usually means that they're probably pretty highly processed and that they contain stabilizers and hydrogenated oils, other things that keep the ingredients from separating. And also there is a great way to kind of fight against this like very natural separation. And that is to simply turn the jar upside down. Just let gravity be your friend, man.
My mind's blown.
Okay, but so when it comes to nut butter, there is so much more than just peanut butter, right? Like, usually peanut butter is the first that comes to mind, but we've got almond butter, walnut butter, pecan butter, pistachio butter, and then you move into seed territory, cashews, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds.
Yum.
The list of nut butters is long, right? And different nuts or different seeds bring different elements. Like cashews are sweeter. You make a sweeter. And they different nuts have kind of different subtle flavors that go better with other things that you might add to it. Like a cardamom and clove almond butter is one that I had.
Oh, yeah.
Which is amazing. And like that's going to go better with an almond butter than it is with like a pistachio butter, in my opinion.
Pistachio butter sounds amazing.
Italians, not so into peanut butter or nut butters, but they have got the pistachio butter situation on lock.
Yeah? Is it like pretty sweet?
It's so sweet. It's so sweet. And actually, because I discovered this, or someone actually, I think, on Instagram messaged me and was like, oh, like, you like Nutella, next time you're at the grocery store, pick up some pistachio butter. So I did. It was amazing. And then I was, like, shouting about how
so
much...
So it's, like, as sweet as Nutella?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And then I was talking... Or I was, like, shouting on social about how I love it. And someone was, like, I think that this is actually, like, the secret ingredient in a lot of pistachio gelato.
Ooh.
Which I completely get. And actually, just yesterday, I got some. I went to a gelateria and got I got half chocolate, half pistachio, which is kind of my go-to.
Oh, man.
So good. And I was tasting that pistachio gelato, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is like the same taste as the pistachio butter I get from the grocery store.
Okay, now I can understand what the taste is like having pistachio gelato.
Yeah. So okay. It's great, right? It's delicious. So nut butters in general have been on the rise. Market Research Future says that the global nut butters market is expected to garner a revenue of $4 billion by 2024. And that the global nut butters market is expected to register notable growth. And a lot of this has to do with an increasing awareness about the health benefits associated with the consumption of various nuts. And that just made me think about how, like, peanut butter, when it first hit the scene, when it was first marketed as a health food, and then... Do you have a recollection of this almost from childhood? Like, it moved into the junk food category.
Yeah.
And because,
I think so.
You think of like Jif, and you can kind of understand why that was kind of in like the 90s or whatever, like moved
like
into.
Like fluff sand. What are those? Fluffer Nutters.
Fluffer.
That's what it's called.
Nutters.
Where it's fluff marshmallow spread with peanut butter, which I had once after learning about it. Hated it.
Oh,
hated
what?
It. I think it's just because I like peanut butter is already sweet here for the most part. Like Jif.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. Which
it's
is
just
which,
too much sweet.
Which I like sometimes. Yeah. But not paired with marshmallow. It wasn't hitting for me.
I get it. That's a lot. But so now. It has moved back into the healthy category. And I think a part of that has to do with the distinction, even if it's just marketing, but I think in many cases it's not, between organic nut butter and a conventional nut butter or peanut butter. And it makes sense because there are different ingredients put in. You know, some just use the oil from the nut or seed to make it like smooth, creamy. Others add in oils like canola oil, cottonseed oil. I actually read that some producers will take out the peanut oil from making a peanut butter and replace it with like a canola oil, for instance, because peanut oil is a hot commodity on the market and can be sold separately.
Oh, so wow, I never thought about that.
Yeah. So this was like, I guess a little tip to like look on the back of the jar. And if it says added canola oil, it's probably, it's of lesser quality because they probably removed the peanut oil to sell separately. I mean, it's so interesting about nut butters, and specifically, again, you know, we're talking nut butters here, and I love all different kinds of nut butters, but peanut butter is the nut butter, really. And in Haiti, they make a nut butter, a peanut butter, and they actually put spice in it. They put some chili powder in it.
Oh.
So yeah. And for them, it's not like a spicy version of peanut butter. That's just their peanut butter.
Where it's like here, it's sweet.
Whereas here, it's super sweet. Yeah, it's super sweet. Nut butter cultures around the world are different, are varying in terms of how much they like it and how they like it. My experience in terms of the places I've lived in Italy here, there are shelves and shelves and shelves full, like from the top of your head to your feet, of Nutella. And some jars.
What a dream.
Oh my God, yeah. All right, no complaints. But some jars of some other Nutella-esque competitors, pan di stelle, which is also a chocolate hazelnut, but it has more of a texture. It's got some crunchies. There are a few other. Crema Novi is another great one. So there are a handful of chocolate hazelnut spreads. Hazelnuts? That's a nut. That's a kind of nut butter situation.
I rarely think about that. But yeah, it is mostly hazelnuts.
Yeah. And then with some chocolate thrown in too. And it's great. And then you'll find one measly jar of Skippy peanut butter on the shelf in a sea of Nutella. And I'm like, listen, I love me some Nutella as much as the next person. But when you see the one little jar of Skippy among all that Nutella.
Oh, Skippy.
You just gotta think, like, maybe they're not giving peanut butter a fair shot.
Huh, maybe that's where you come in, Katie.
That's what's up. In the U.S., we have, like, this very established obsession with nut butters. It's a known fact. Americans love their nut butter, right? And the grocery store shelves are representative of that. In London and in the U.K. and actually, yeah, in, like, Ireland as well, I was reading about, it's become more popular in recent years. Can I just tell you one thing?
Yeah.
That in the Netherlands, peanut butter is actually eaten more so than a lot of other places in Europe, like more so than France or Italy. And they actually, peanut butter is a part of a pretty common jokesy expression that they have in the Netherlands. And the translation, I'm not even going to try and say it in Dutch because I'm going to slaughter it. But the translation is, unfortunately, peanut butter. That is this expression used. It's just like a silly expression.
For what, though?
But it's a way of saying, like, well, that's unfortunate. And I actually went on a little, like, peanut butter, I don't know, wormhole. Because Jen, I think I talked to you about this. I had this hot cognition that I was going to start a nut butter company.
I'm still hoping for it.
I mean, it's still possible. But basically, I just love the stuff so much. I was like, this is great. I should do this. and so I talked to a lot of founders of nut butter companies based in London. And from that, I learned a couple of things. A, it is a relatively recent trend that these entrepreneurial food producers have hopped on. Because, yes, there has been peanut butter.
Hot dogs?
No, my God.
What?
Hopped on. Oh my God. Wait, peanut butter on hot dogs though.
Wait a minute. That's next munchies.
Oh, shoot.
No.
Okay, no.
That's a disaster.
Another thing I learned from talking to all those people is that it comes back to the food system and in terms of sourcing your nuts. And this actually is really tricky because peanuts and other nuts only grow in certain areas of the world. And so, for instance, I talked to this guy who founded a nut butter company called Manny Life. And they only do peanut butters right now. And he sources from peanut growers in Argentina. And
oh, many, like the Spanish word for peanut.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so he started this partially with like a social mission because he knew these farmers. He has a relationship with these peanut farmers. And that's how he sources and make sure they are paid a fair wage.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the biggest challenges.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
When people think peanut butter and they think Jif, it's like, well, there's a lot more to this topic.
Right. It's not as basic as we think.
Not at all. And then then there's the palm oil issue too, which palm oil is frequently used. And it's a major driver of deforestation, right? Destroying habitats of endangered species like the orangutan, the lovely orangutan.
Oh.
So we've got some issues here. I hate to bring up the negative, but...
But it's the fact.
Well, and you and I have talked about this before. It's important to think about that too. And
yeah, we talked about this with halloumi.
With halloumi,
right?
Yeah.
It's knowing where your food comes from and making your decisions accordingly.
Yeah.
What's in moderation, what's not. We could go down a deep hole here. You know.
Yeah. What's the Julia Child quote that you said that I love so much about moderation?
Julia said, everything in moderation, including moderation.
Amen. And so if you are feeling like you've maybe eaten a bit too much peanut butter, but you're still craving something like that, might I suggest you reach for some peanut sauce? So this is a condiment from Southeast Asia, originated from Indonesia, not Thailand, which may be the first thing that comes to many people's minds.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You tell them, Katie.
So yeah, let the white girl tell you what's up. So this is just a conversation. No judge. Okay. So
no judgment.
I read that the Indonesian name for peanut sauce is bambu kacang. I'm sure I'm slaughtering how that is said, but that literally means peanut seasoning.
Yeah, like in the Philippines, you can find peanuts in a lot of dishes. And the one that comes to mind is kare kare. Have you heard of it? It's like a peanut, it's like a creamy, very rich stew, orangey in color, and that's due to the annatto seed oil.
Yes. But which is the same thing used to color cheddar cheese, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. In the UK, I have read that peanut butter with Marmite on toast is a common thing. So what I'm really curious to do is ask today's guest, the incredible Chetna McCann, if she has ever had peanut butter with Marmite, because she does live in London, but she's originally from India. So I think she'll be able to give us an interesting take on the nut butter situation. Let's call her up. Today's guest is one of the most lovable personalities on YouTube, Chetna McCann. She's written more cookbooks than I can count with one hand, from The Cardamom Trail to Chai, Chat and Chutney and Healthy Indian. I mean, just to name a few. She shares recipes from her kitchen on her YouTube channel, Food with Chetna. She loves good flavor, really wherever in the world it comes from. And you may recognize her name from her season of The Great British Baking Show, but also just from her being such an incredibly prolific food writer and such a fun YouTube personality. Chetna, are you ready for your quick fire questions?
Yes.
Gelato or ice cream?
Oh, ice cream.
You can only choose one of these for the rest of your life, okay? In terms of dessert form, chocolate or cardamom?
Cardamom.
All right, I'm gonna hold you to the lifelong decision-making again. For the rest of your life, you can only choose breakfast or dinner. What do you choose?
Dinner.
Same.
Yeah, Jen and I, bro. Yeah, we're both dinner girls all the way. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love breakfast.
Yeah.
But. But.
Yeah. Breakfast foods for dinner.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so Chetna, you were born in Jabalpur, India, correct? And then you lived in Mumbai for many years,
yes.
Correct? And now you have lived in England for many years.
Yes.
And you didn't have a lot of nut butters in Jabalpur or Mumbai, but in the UK, I have read and heard of, although I never experienced it in my time in London, peanut butter with Marmite on toast.
So Marmite was something which was new to me as well, because I didn't know what Marmite was. And I remember very clearly going to the shops when I moved here, you know, I don't know when, but basically early on. And when you buy jam and when you buy Nutella or any spreads or anything, I remember clearly buying Marmite thinking it's a spread. Who knew what it was? And I'm not the one of those in the camp of not, you know, hate it. And it just was something like just took me by shock.
Wait, so you just grabbed it off the shelf out of pure curiosity?
No, you're like, I thought it's like jam. No, I didn't. Like, I had no idea. So I had no idea. It's not something I'd ever heard of or in my travels ever tasted, nothing. It was just something which was, you know, because it's all put in the same aisle with the spreads. So it was quite natural. I thought, okay, I've never seen this. It looks like dark, you know, brown. Must be really nice.
Like treacle, like sweet.
Exactly. So I have never had, since then, I've never bought another Marmite jar in all these years.
I don't blame you. I imagine that was a kind of traumatizing culinary experience.
But having said that, I've seen when kids were younger, a lot of parents making Marmite sandwiches, but I've never seen anybody put peanut butter and Marmite together. So I'm surprised. I've not seen that combination yet. People eating that combination yet.
Okay, actually, Chetna, I'm really glad to hear you say that, because when I was like doing research on peanut butter around the world, cultures that eat it, cultures that don't eat it, I was reading about peanut butter with Marmite being a big thing in the UK. And I was like, I just lived in the UK for almost 4 years and I feel so out of it. I never saw that. Maybe it was Northern England or something.
I'm curious, Chetna, though, your first encounter with tasting it, were you just like, I'm going to go for it and spread it? Or did you do like a little taste? Oh, you went for it.
So I've seen videos that you've done of like a peanut butter cheesecake. You've done peanut butter brownies, peanut butter cookies. Talk to me about like using peanut butter as an ingredient. And even like on a nerdy baking side, do you think about like the fatty component that a peanut butter or nut butter brings to a recipe?
I think when I use it in baking, I just use it as thinking it as a butter. So, you know, obviously it's got the added flavor to it, which is why I'm using it in the first place. But I think the silkiness or the greasiness or the fattiness that it adds is exactly like the butter.
I love that.
Yeah, and I think that's what I want from it, because otherwise I can just add chopped up peanuts. But it would be the same.
Yeah, no, not at all, right? It would be a completely different experience.
Exactly. And I think that's why the butter part of it is quite important, where I think it needs to behave like a butter to add that you know, fat in it. And I think the same is for like, I don't use much of it, but I think I would like to, because I like it so much, is like, say, example, almond butter. I think that would be really, really nice addition to the bakes, where if we can use peanut butter, then nothing's stopping us from using almond butter in a brownie or a cookie or, you know, cheesecake. So I think, yeah, I think it for me, it's more about the butter aspect of it.
I like the amount of decadence, like compared to just adding chopped nuts. Diversify our nuts.
You gotta do it. Gotta do it.
Sometimes it's like not even talking about the flavor or the silkiness or the butteriness that we've just talked about, which it also brings. It is purely talking about the protein content. And these people are marketing towards runners. And so Chetna, I think of you as you are, I know you, for everyone.
Was. Chetna. I'm actually not a real runner. I'm a fake runner. I love the idea of it. And I did it because it was something I wanted to do once in my life, like living in UK, just wanted to run the London Marathon. That's it. And that's what I did. And once I've ticked it off, it's just not, I haven't got the motivation for it.
Okay, fair. You know what? I respect that. I ran a half marathon and that was it for me. That was, I'm done with running after a half. So I can totally relate. But I mean, did you think about nut butters as like a source of energy? Like, did you ever think of that as a food, like when you were training for the marathon?
I think this is something when I was training, I did look into kind of, you know, the nutrition that can be good for the training. And that actually, you're absolutely right, where they talk about peanut butter so much in the sense of the protein and, you know, just good for you, end of story, whatever it adds, basically healthy. But still, in spite of reading about it, when I spread the layers of peanut butter on a toast, I just still feel, oh my God, that's so much butter. Like, you know,
it's indulgent, right? Yeah, it feels indulgent.
It just doesn't feel like I'm doing my body a favor. I just feel like I'm kind of, you know, just being really naughty and having so much butter on one single toast.
And if you had to rank your favorite nut butters, do you have one that you're like, no, but this is the best?
Actually, peanut butter has to be the best. I do love almond butter, I have to say. I think that comes next. And I have tried cashew nut butter, not tried the sunflower seed butter. I've heard of it, not tried it yet. But I have, almond butter is something I always have like a jar in the house, not cashew nut butter, but I've had them. But the peanut butter is the one that kind of, you know, makes me want to get the toast in the bread in the toaster. And I think with the almond butter, recently I had almond butter, sea salt, and chocolate spread.
Oh,
that
boy,
sounds
was
like
it so good,
heaven.
So good.
Oh my God, that sounds
lovely. But I love having peanut butter, and I think I think it's an American thing where it started, but I love peanut butter and Nutella. It's something when I went to US years and years ago, oh my God, that's the best thing. Nutty peanut butter. Nutty, not smooth. Nutty peanut butter with Nutella.
Oh, yes. Yes. Get that crunch.
That's my go-to munchy snack. That's so good.
On a white toast, no seeded rubbish.
Just yes, it has to be a white.
Oh man, this is making me hungry. Everyone, you can go to YouTube to see all of Chetna's amazing food videos. They're so fun. Food with Chetna on YouTube. And of course, go pick up her amazing cookbooks, multiple of them. Pick those up too while you're at it. Chetna, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your love of food and flavors and your experiences around the world with it.
Thank you so much for having me. I've really enjoyed talking to you.
Chetna is just the best.
Yeah. Like, I gotta make that nut paste.
Yeah. All right, everyone, thank you for tuning in today. If you like the show, don't forget to subscribe, leave us a rating, leave a review. You can also drop us a question using the link in the show notes. And you know you can keep up with us on Instagram at JenEastLife and at QKatie. And special thanks to the musician who wrote and performed our theme song, Brian Quinn. Hey, that's my brother. You can follow him on Instagram at BQFunk.